Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
All right, let's talk about one of the hottest items, seriously, on EmpowHer.com. And Michelle, you know what it is. It's relationships.
Right?
Right.
Okay. What's the most important relationship of your life, right? This is what we're going to discuss today.
All right. So Dr. Tracy Thomas is a psychologist who is an expert in this field, and she's going to help us understand, kind of drill down on that whole issue, because, you know, research shows people who take care of themselves show outward bonding and relationship with other people are the happiest people. And I think a lot of people blow off relationships or don't pay enough attention to them. So let's get right to it. First of all, Dr. Tracy Thomas, welcome to Her Radio, and tell us, what is so important about these relationships in our life?
And who?
Well, hi, everyone. It's great to be here. This is my favorite topic of all, because no matter what people come to me for, if it's depression, anxiety, divorce, couples, individuals, families, whatever it is, my treatment protocol absolutely contains the simple prescription of healing the relationship with self, and in fact creating an amazing one. It is the predictor of everything, the best health, the best longevity, the happiness, and it extends to everything that you do. So it's really the best gift that you could ever give anyone, and that's really the bottom line.
So it's loving yourself.
Well, Michelle, we're talking about loving ourselves, but, you know, how many times have we seen women, especially, looking for external validation, you know, to be able to feel good about themselves and their life instead of really going inward? I mean, this is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings. It's when we believe, and people have heard this before, when you think that everything is something you have to get externally, and you actually believe that love is something you're trying to get, rather than really the most loving experiences you'll ever feel are from within. And that doesn't mean you love people that are treating you badly. It means that you feel loving inside yourself about all human beings and the human, you know, experience that's happening, rather than, you know, feeling powerless about it. That's really optional.
So what do we do? I'm going to be totally honest, because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway because of EmpowHer and on all the things I advocate on behalf of women. So I am one of those women who likes that external validation. Just lost my father a couple weeks ago, and so now I'm having to go inside myself and kind of rejigger my whole entire self and my self-worth and it's hard. It's very difficult. So what are three things that you can tell me that I can do to start loving myself, because I'm not doing it?
I gotcha. And my condolences. And I really do understand this one. And everything can sort of come down to these basic principles, which are, that first of all, loving yourself, like, love means really being with how much you love and miss him, and how deeply meaningful that is. Allowing the space for that, which nobody really does. We just skip over the beautiful sadness that really just means love. Sadness and joy are just, you know, are just love. It's really love with a little bit of a perception on it. So being with it, and knowing that what you're taking with you is you're going to get to think about him and love him as long as you live. You're going to get to basically be in a relationship to him that way. So know that your relationship continues. And spend time create time in your life to think about him and allow for that. And if you're feeling something very deeply, the goal is to really feel it as much as it's there rather than ignore it or drink or eat it or work it away. We have to feel things, even though it's kind of inconvenient for for busy people wanting to help other people. Right. This is part of how we help ourselves. Is this
well, you know, people sometimes. Well, people sometimes have such trouble with that. They don't want to feel it. They want to numb it. Mm-mm. They'll numb it, and
they'll
eat, drink, pop pills, hang out with the wrong people, just numb it. So, what do you do? Yes, what are the tips to avoid that?
Well, if I'm going to grab a snack, the question might be: is that really what I'm needing, or is it something that I'm trying to not feel? And I just allow space for feeling. And if I can't, a great tip is. I take note of it. Like, I'm going to feel at 5 o'clock. I'm going to allow for that, whether it's sadness or concern or anything. It's really making feeling a priority. And people think that they're going to be overwhelmed by it, but you're more overwhelmed by not feeling it. So allowing and having an actual priority of feeling in your life is incredibly important, and it'll save people lots of issues with addiction and compulsions and things like that. It's essential.
So give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with. It's the external.
Yeah.
I need the internal. That's the part that I struggle with. So what's one thing you can tell me that I can do that will help me get there?
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful, which doesn't mean we don't do all the things we care about and are into. But that we have some time to be with ourselves that isn't processing in your central nervous system is happening, all flowing, so that you can actually see, oh, wow, there's a thought that I had. There's a beautiful moment and things like that. Without having any space for the self, it's very difficult to have a connection to self, and then that affects the ability to connect with other people. If we want to think about what emotional availability means, it doesn't mean that someone can be emotional. It means that they're available to themselves, which means that extends to being available to other people. It just means it's present. It's prioritizing presence.
So now, how do you take this and make a better relationship, whether it's a marriage, whatever? How do you do that? Yes. What's your tip? How do you do that?
So if you think about the way, like we think about loving other people or them loving us, if you think about the equation that the way you absolutely on every single level in every detail and moment take care of yourself, whether you answer the phone or don't because you need a moment of time or whether you're living in constant reaction, if you are taking care of yourself, i.e. loving yourself, that extends to other people. You're either in a loving space, which allows you to love them and be someone they want to love, or not. And if you're treating yourself terribly, that is all people will ever know how to do with you. That's what you'll draw in. So
I totally believe that. I believe that. Totally.
Nobody can treat you any better, everyone, than you treat yourself. It is literally energetically impossible in the laws of cause and effect.
I think you set the bar. I mean, you set your own bar of what it is that, you know, when you love yourself, when you truly love yourself, you do attract people who will be on that same path with you. And it's pretty easy to figure out who isn't there.
What I was going to say is people constantly say to me how loving I am, but I'm not going around all the time going, I love you. It's because there's such a deep presence within myself.
Well, what you've actually done is you've created that loving space. And you know something, I'm looking over, I love some of these things you brought up. And in summary, scheduling time for your feelings, I love it. And going inward and not outward and really love who you are. I love it. Dr. Tracy Thomas, thank you so much for joining Her Radio.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD, and this is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.